You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Well, look, it's quite alarming and a new phenomenon that it's spiking in South Africa generally. And it's a new phenomenon in such a way that it targets the vulnerable groups, women, youth, and persons with disabilities, together with the LGBT communities. And in most cases, that happens because people want ransom. But also, it happens within the patriarchal system, where people practice some sort of witchcraft and sell human bodies for good luck and so forth. And it is alarming in such a way that it's a concern to South Africa. And the Institute for Security has conducted this research that also indicates that over 260% increase. And that's why we are saying it is important that law enforcement actually works together with government, NGOs, community members to combat this practice.
Mm-hmm. And how does the department then plan to collaborate with these law enforcement agencies and other stakeholders to enhance prevention, investigation, and the prosecuting of kidnapping cases?
Just recently, we had a policy dialogue on prevention of violence against women, children, and LGBT community members. And key among other issues was that how do we ensure that law enforcement, generally the prosecution, the SAPS, and police forum do come on board to ensure that there is speedy processes when it comes to law enforcement, from the point of opening a case to the last leg of prosecution. And simply because the processes sometimes do take long, it does affect the victims psychologically, but even financially, to those who are able to afford to pay prosecution services. And we are saying that the law must accommodate these kind of cases because they are unique and they therefore require a unique approach dealing with them.
Has the department identified any systemic issues that's contributing to the rise in kidnapping cases? And if so, what strategies are being developed to address these?
The last point of the strategy, at the center of this issue, we have what we call National Strategic Plan, which was approved by the president. And it's the policy direction that gives us how do we handle generally with issues of gender-based violence. And the issue of kidnapping also finds its expression in our National Strategic Plan. But secondly, the issue, I wouldn't say it's because it's a new phenomenon. I wouldn't say it's because of the resurgence of people having money and being kidnapped for ransom. I wouldn't say it's because of business opportunities that are mushrooming in South Africa, but rather it is an indication that the nucleus, which is a family structure, has somehow collapsed. And the structural issues that put together the family have also collapsed, wherein my neighbor was my parent and I could go to his or her house for safety. And nowadays, we see that erosion of the family structure. And it's important that we revive and encourage that a community starts by a family. And if we as family members protect and look after each other, perhaps we can play a role in combating these kind of practices going forward.
Mm. And how can they do that? So the question then is, in what ways can individuals as well as community members actively participate in the department's efforts to combat kidnapping beyond reporting crimes anonymously?
We work together with different stakeholders, social development, SAPS, Department of Justice, and several NGOs. And I think working with them as an advocacy department, we will be able to reach out to ensure that the issue of kidnapping, it is addressed, and how do we then make sure that we empower the stakeholders that we work with through our policies, and they also make sure that they implement the policies in line with the law and the constitution.
I thank you so much. That was Cassius Salala, the Director of Communication at the Department of Women, Youth, Persons with Disability, providing insight into the department's approach to tackling the issue of kidnapping in South Africa.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM. Leading the conversation.